And as chief scout and caretaker manager, do you know what the situation is with John Beck? Do you know if he's still officially the manager, or are you going to be the one that takes this team to Leamington if you can put a team out to Bidford at home here next week if you can?
Well, if we can put a team out, I think I'll still be manager, yeah, for the team. But John got the same text message as I got and told us to come to the ground and everything, and then they wanted me made manager, caretaker manager for the time being, which I was happy to do. But we'll have to see what the situation happens tomorrow and Monday. I've just got to talk to Laz, and it's no good making arrangements with them today. We're going to have to make arrangements by phone on Monday when we find what the situation is, because one of them got a knock. One of them said he's not coming anymore, so that leaves us with eight. So if we've only got eight and we can't sign no players, we will not be fulfilling the fix. But things could change. We might be able to, because the rules of the competition are supposed to be that we're allowed 16 players, and that's what we tried to tell them. But because some of the players that were on the form had been registered with the club that played from the college for the under 18 youth team, they've said, well, you've got plenty of numbers, and none of them were prepared to come here or play anyway, so it's not their fault. But I don't really know what else we can do.
Obviously, as the manager, and you're in a bit of an awkward position, one that you probably wouldn't want to be in if we could change the situation. But do you see any way back for the club from the position it's found itself in?
Well, if you see them supporters, you'd say yes, they're fantastic and they could lift anybody. But I don't, the thing is in life, if plan A doesn't work, you go to plan B, and then even sometimes to plan C. But I don't think we've got a B or a C. So I honestly, I can't see banging my head, and all the lovely people here at Kettering and the ground and the people and the supporters. But I honestly don't know. No, I don't. I can honestly say I know just as much as the next man, and I can't see what we can do, because the thing is, obviously, the next problem is me as a football man, is that I want to improve the team, not just put people in to fulfil the fixtures. I don't want to be manager of a team that gets beat 7-8-9-10-0 every week. So I want to improve the players, but we're not going to attract better players because the players that are here haven't been paid, and just the reputation that, you know, we lost Mayo as well. From Northampton on Thursday, they stopped his loan. So you can't blame the clubs and everything. It's just, and we've got a lot of youngsters in there, and it's very hard for them. But I just, honestly, if I could tell you a solution, I'd love to. I'd love to be able to tell people, well, yeah, we're going forward and that, but I can't honestly see us being able to do it. I really can't.
And have you had any contact with Imran and Imran Ladak? Have you?
I've never met him in my life.
So you've never met the chairman, the majority shareholder.
No, never met him. I had one phone conversation with him 6 weeks ago, asking him how my job was, and I sent him an email, and that's the only contact I got. That text message for him telling me that he wanted me to be caretaker manager. Never spoke to him or met him.